Dorothy Unack was one of the forerunners, I guess you could say, among women police officers. Fairly common now, somewhat controversial, but she... when did you incidentally start that kind of work?
I became a policewoman in 1953.
In 1953?
Yeah, and I remained on the job for about 14 years.
Okay, we're talking to the author of Law and Order, published in April and already in some top 10 bestseller lists. It's a story, and I've read the book, of three generations of New York City cops, and I understand is to be made into a movie. Mrs. Unack, the book has been described as the godfather, so to speak, of the men in blue. Did the godfather inspire this other side of the coin in this battle between crime and law?
No, in no way. That's kind of a convenient tag about the only similarities would be, you know, that's kind of a family saga, three generations. But actually, I wrote this book, I've been working on it for more than 3 years, and it is my fifth book. And it's the kind of the book that I've been working towards as a writer, because my other books were kind of short, told a story. This is the book that, you know, there wasn't a really strong storyline and then build the characters around it. What I wanted to do was tell a story about a group of people.
I see.
And, you know, the Godfather thing, it's kind of a catchphrase as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but it's not too bad.
Oh, no, it's a nice catchphrase.
I can make it worse associations.
Oh, sure.
There is, as you say, the family ties. There is the ethnic, where one was Italian, this is Irish. There's violence in both, sex in both. So there are some similarities.
Yeah, well, okay.
In a very general way. Okay. Now, you became a policewoman first in 1953?
Yes.
And worked in that how long?
About 14 years, with time out for maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I resigned, I had been promoted 3 times and okay. Decorated twice.
I was going to ask, and now the fact that you had other books in between makes it somewhat a specious question, but I'll ask it anyway. Were you thinking in terms of someday writing a book about the things that you were learning as you were a policewoman?
No, not that specifically, because I've been writing since I was a child. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hadn't been published for very long time. But as a writer, when I was a college student and I did social work and I worked with kids, I wrote stories about kids. And I did an awful lot of television scripts. You know, none of them ever saw the tube. So that when I became a policewoman, I began kind of automatically looking around and kind of writing about the things that I observed. Mm-hmm. And when I started writing, I wrote a trilogy about a girl was a detective, the only woman in her squad, and that was kind of similar to my situation because I drew on the different men. This was after I resigned.
Yeah.
I drew on the men that I worked with. And what I was trying to do was to go a little further with each story. I wasn't just trying to tell you a quick cop story or police procedural, which is actually why Law and Order came about, that I was trying to do it in my other books, which traditionally, if they're fit into a category, it's supposed to be lean, fast, a good read, not disturbing to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the comments that I'd gotten on the last of the trilogy was that, gee, this isn't the kind of book I want to relax with, you know, on the beach in Puerto Rico and I want to get away from everything. And my response was good. You know, I don't think anybody should be that complacent and relaxed.
You're not an escapist writer, then.
No, as a writer, I felt that I have to just take a deep breath and kind of get into the kind of things that are happening in our society.
Ms. Unack, I understand that Paramount is to do the movie version with producer Bob Evans, who has, what, Love Story and The Godfather, his credits are The Godfather
right.
Again. Will you play a part in helping the book become a film?
Well, as
sometimes
of right
happens.
Now, it's kind of, you know, just hold the writer's strike and everything else, but I would expect that I will be involved to some extent, possibly as a consultant. It's kind of up in the air at this point.
Okay.
But, you know, I've been led to believe that I'll be closely associated
right.
with it.
All right. Your book, Law and Order, chronicles, as we said, three generations of New York policemen. Obviously, I felt in reading the book that it could be set almost anywhere on the common theme of what? Corruption, good and evil, inherent not only in policemen, but in all people. Did you have something like that?
Yeah, right. That's why if anyone says, I've been approached with this kind of thing, that you wrote a book about police corruption, I didn't. You know, people can take whatever they want from the book. It was one of the threads that runs through the story, through the particular kind of work these people do. But I think you could do it about almost any field. You know, if you're knowledgeable in it, you know exactly what to look for and how it would go, so that it's just kind of part of the social times, you know, in which the story is set. And it's funny, I've been trying to cope with the kinds of corruption. When people ask me about police corruption, it just seems so unimportant nowadays. Mm-hmm. When you look at television, all you see is Watergate, and you look at the headlines, and everybody being indicted, and we have it at the local level at home, too. Just one of the last times I looked at the New York Times before I left, Queens district attorney indicted. That's my district attorney. Mm-hmm. You know, not to even go into the federal realm.
Do you feel the germ of a new book coming in political corruption?
Well, probably in that area. Yeah, it. I would imagine that almost anything I will write will have at its base the world that I knew best, mm-hmm. and the world in which I lived for 14 years, and that is the police world, because I found that you can make a comment through any particular area on what's happening when you write through the group that you know best. I couldn't do a book about white collar workers or construction workers or anything else. It will deal with the kind of political climate that we have in this country today.
Mrs. Unak, I don't want to digress too much from our main theme, which is talking about your book, Law and Order, and we have certainly gone into that a little bit, but I can't let you get away entirely without bringing up the question, because you've lived through the experience. There's so much controversy these days about women wanting to get into various professions and line of work, and among them, they want to be prison guards, they want to be police women. When you became a policewoman, I imagine that was fairly unusual, was it not?
It was fairly unusual. It was mm-hmm. Even more unusual because of my background, yeah. because I'd been going to City College and I'd been majoring in social work. I'd been doing social work with kids and social work with welfare people. And it was very strange. I got the kind of reaction from, let's say, my fellow students who felt that I was going over to another side. I didn't like this whole thing, you know, us, them, and then in the police world. I had a bit of a difficult time establishing myself because it was known that I'd had a college background, had done social work, and I was expected to be, quote, bleeding heart, unquote. It was the McCarthy era.
Right.
It was kind of a tough time, but, you know, it also was very, it was an education for me, and it was a way of having to learn to get along with people who don't hold the same kind of views that you do. And also, I would say I expanded my own experience and my own points of view.
Okay, let's now translate that. How do you feel about women who want to get into police work today?
Well, I would certainly not go out recruiting, and I wouldn't go out selling the job of police officer, because it's, for instance, I wouldn't want my daughter to be a police officer, and she has absolutely no leanings that way. It's a very tough job. I think that we need highly educated people, and I think we need a great deal of sensitive people coming into the job, and I'm really not convinced that we have that kind of people coming into police work.
Okay, back to the book now, and back to your literary career. We just touched vaguely on what you might be doing. What do you have, if anything, fairly implanted in your mind as to your next object, your next goal in writing?
No, nothing, actually.
Nothing's working.
No, just kind of just thoughts now and then, a character now and then, but I've always found from past experience, by the time I really get hot on a subject or a character, that I don't talk about it, or else I just talk it away. I don't have the need to put it on paper.
In other words, as a creative writer, it foments in your mind, you kind of let it sit in your subconscious?
Yeah. It does sit for quite a while, and it's also the way I work when I am working right on something, that I don't work every day. I'm a very sporadic writer. I think I'm very undisciplined, although my publisher says I'm not, because I do put it on paper. But I'll do it, I might write 50 pages one day and then just walk away from the typewriter and not go near it for a week. Or I might write 3 really good pages and that's it. But usually what I try to do, I write a scene at a time, like a capsule, beginning to end, and then let it sit. But I'll always stop when I do know what the next page will be, because I don't want to, you know, write it and have this terrific feeling, I've done it, I've accomplished it, but where do I go from here? I'll really just step away from it.
Is novel writing, for you, the best medium?
I think so, yeah. I would like to try a play. Way in the back of my mind, I've had the feeling I wanted to be a playwright when I was very young, and I read a lot of plays, you know, which just kind of added to my collection in the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the novel because you can get all the nuances and go into all the kinds of feelings and smells, and I like writing narrative. But again, I like dialogue, and I think I'm pretty strong on dialogue because I have an ear for it, for patterns of speech and ethnic kind of expressions. In fact, one of my big problems is that I'm like a sponge. When I'm talking with someone who has a particular accent, within 5 minutes, I'm parodying him. And I don't mean to. And I really have to kind of clench my teeth. I'll go right along with all the rhythms of speech.
That's interesting. A pleasure talking to you, Mrs. Unak. This is Dorothy Unak, authoress of Law and Order, climbing on the 10 best list and soon to become a Paramount movie. Gene DiCardo in San Francisco, reporting for Monitor.